I think that's on. Good evening. If you will, turn your Bibles to the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 5 is where we'll be reading from tonight. I'm going to start in verse 1 of 2 Kings chapter 5. In verse 1 it says, "Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master. Because of him, the Lord had given him victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but a leper. And the Syrians had gone out on raids and had brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited on Naaman's wife. Then she said to her mistress, 'If only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy.' And Naaman went in and told his master, saying, 'Thus and thus said the girl who is from the land of Israel.' Then the king of Syria said, 'Go now, I will send a letter to the king of Israel.' So he departed and took him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. Then he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which said, 'Now be advised, when this letter comes to you, that I have sent Naaman, my servant, to you, that you may heal him of his leprosy.'" So this story has always been an interesting one. There's a lot of different lessons we can derive from it. But it's particularly interesting to me here because it shows the impact of nameless figures on God's grander plan. The story is supposed to be about Naaman and about how he finds redemption and is cleansed through water of his leprosy. But I want to take a look at what I believe is a more immediately impressive figure to me in this story, and that is the slave girl who tells Naaman how to find that redemption in the first place. This is a child who is far from home. She's surrounded by captors of one of the most cruel nations in history. She's a girl, which didn't bode very well for someone's status in the ancient world. And she was a slave, which was even worse. And so she's someone who has really no real influence, is supposed to have no real influence on her surroundings. But by bringing up a way to help her own captor and having the heart to do so, Naaman was found the opportunity to be cleansed. And her story here, and her little part in it, because we don't know her name, or even what her age was, where in Israel she was from, what her background was like, but her story of what she does here is evidence to me that my actions have more impact than I sometimes am willing to believe. Because she wasn't working with much, certainly much less than what I have now, but she did what she could with what she had where she was. And when I myself believe that my actions aren't as impactful, or I need to wait for some sort of opportunity to do something, that only drives me to inaction. But the opportunity that we're waiting for, that all of us are waiting for, is already here, to allow God to work through us with what we already have. And all it takes is for you and I to do what we can with what we have where we are. And right now, we're at a time that's set aside as an invitation to be cleansed in the same way Naaman was cleansed. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In a crowd this size, I imagine there's someone in the audience, probably more than a few someone's in the audience, who maybe feels like they're working with nothing tonight. And perhaps you've realized that you need to come to Christ, and that you need to be immersed in water baptism. Perhaps you're someone who's already a Christian, but you know you need help and you're waiting for an opportunity. Well, right now is an opportunity that we've decided to take tonight and to allow tonight to do what you can with what you have, even if it is nothing, where you are. And so right now is simply a time where we invite you to step into an aisle, to make your way to the front, and where we'll meet you here and help you with what we can as we stand and sing.